Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Well, surprise, 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 another snowstorm. Oh, it's a good day to be doing a radio show inside and not having to go outside. Of course, I'm jealous of all you people in the warm climate. You know who you are. Today we're going to have some fun, comedy thing, get your Friday on, your Friday taste. No, this is so fun for the comedy. But I do wish I was somewhere warm today, I tell you that.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba. That's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark eyed stellas light their fellas, panatellas. Cuba. Where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Clopsy's in the house, Fast Eddie, he's 72, George Benger, ah, the Wacko Show, yeah, Wacko, Wacko, Wacko in the morning, and thank you guys for tuning in and sending all your people over here. Wacko, post what times you're on, I think you're every day and Saturday, is that correct? I believe it's 9 o'clock, and post your site, and George Benger's in the house from the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, George's going to have a great guest on his show today at 4 p.m. in the Mom and Pop Shop. He's going to have Jason Stewart, a very funny man. You've seen him in hundreds of films and lots of TV shows. Great guy. Know him well. It's 38 windy here. Oh, you're in PA, Fast Eddie? I didn't know that. Well, I'm in New York City, and the trees are white with snow. It's like a Christmas thing going on here. George Bettinger's show is Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at hotmix106.com to listen and join his Facebook page to follow him along and all the crazy people there with him. Fast Eddie, post your times. Ian Clopsy, welcome. Well, today's going to be a show I found just by accident. You know, I'm telling you, Facebook can be a wonderful, wonderful tool for finding new talent. And quite by accident, through somebody I know, I happened to be watching a video that one of my friends was in, and it was so funny. So I asked this young lady, I said, do you have any MP3s of these songs? They're pretty funny. And she does, and you can also see this on YouTube. Her name is Jen Kwok, that's J-E-N-K-W-O-K. So I guess you can Google Jen Kwok at Facebook and Facebook friend her and say you heard her here. But anyway, she's got this, she's a comedian, a very well-known comedian in New York City, and I found this song, and it's an MP3 as well. I think you can get it at CD Baby or go to jenkwok.com and find out more information, but I just have to play it because my friend Phil needs in it, and it's, I thought, very funny. Here we go. Our featured musical celebrity of the day and featured musician will be Jen Kwok. Here we go.
This is for all my Asians out there. Turn it up.
Hey there, my name is Jen Kwok, and I'm here to tell you that dating Asians rocks. They have smooth skin and silky hair, so damn exotic, got that ethnic flair. So sweet and gentle, smells so good. So freaky, nasty, do what you always wanted to. So appealing and so pleasing like no one can.
That's right, I'm talking about an Asian man.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man. When you walk down the street, they're honest dudes, honey, they won't cheat. Not saying if he sees a hot chick, he won't bone her. Hey, that's why we got concubines in our culture. Some people say that I am full of bullshit. Yeah, I'm dating a white guy, but I ain't no hypocrite. I've dated Chinese, Korean, and Sri Lankan. Yeah, I'm down with the Browns, don't even get me started. Where are my Punjabis at? Where are my Filipinos at? My bubble tea drinkers at.
Everyone should be raising their hands for that one. It's delicious.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least fuck one. At least fuck one, at least fuck one.
Jennifer Kwok, so say the elemental wizard. What's happening? Are you Japanese? Can I have a piece of miso? Maybe a frappuccino? When speaking of Chinese, meet me at Silk Road Place, please, for the open mic, for some bubble tea. In Thai, I met a cute guy when I ordered Tom Yum. I could go there every day, feeling on his hot bum. Cultural exchange, I could teach you the Torah, light the menorah. Can I have some mosa? Rotating your medicine balls in the palm of my hand, never letting them fall. I hope that I look as good as Andy Lau when I advance in age, still standing proud. And what about my Persian peeps? Certainly, help me to absorb the heat. You're sure to please them, my Patels, Kims, and Wongs. My love's quite strong, like a Bollywood movie, we dance all night long.
Everyone should date an Asian man, don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man.
Asian men have been such an important force in my life. Like my dad. Don't date my dad. He's married to my mom. And theoretically, I'm old enough to handle it if they got a divorce. But, you know, it kind of mess with me. It would kind of mess with me, I'm not going to lie. So just don't date my dad.
Don't want the same one, find a different one.
I'd cut you.
Again,
yeah, that's not cool. Don't date my dad.
Unless that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. Make it consensual.
I'm not even going to tell you his name. Because you're not going to be able to find him now. Therefore, you won't be able to date him.
Jen Kwok. Sorry about the F word. But if you got to see the video, go to Jen Kwok YouTube. And date an Asian man. It was very, very funny. Hi, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Yes, Nacy. Nancy, oh, typing fast, Betty Jo. Yes, we were hilarious because that's how George Bettinger and I roll, only hilariously. So if you missed it, go back and listen to it in the archives because we were brilliant, weren't we, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, 106hotmix.com. Today at 4 p.m., his guest is Jason Stewart. And Betty Jo, I've got a backup on my emails here to find out who you have on. Betty Jo today, coming up, Betty Jo Tucker, here you are, every Tuesday, 4 p.m. at Movie Attic Headquarters, and she always gets pick of the day. I don't. Let's see, next Tuesday show at 4 p.m., because they're going to be showing the film on March 26th, the indie film Musical Stars. The movie musical is back. Rising stars Mick DiConzo and Debbie Williams drop by Movie Attic Headquarters March 12th to discuss their keynotes on how do you write a Joe Schimmerman song. Well, that sounds very interesting. Okay, they call this, Empire Magazine calls this new musical good old-fashioned entertainment that's full of catchy tunes and clever lyrics. Well, that should be good. Betty Jo, I hope you're going to play some of the songs from it. I hope that's going to happen. Betty Jo at Movie Attic Headquarters, got to check her out. Again, Crazy Jenna Kwok, Jen Kwok, Jen Kwok, K-W-O-K. Go to Facebook or YouTube and see more of her video. She really is a very talented young comedian, and you can get her CDs on her songs on CD Baby, but here's another one she wrote. It's pretty funny. Come on, give it up.
This is the joint right here. Yourself in a striped shirt and
khakis? Being resistant from the gap?
Nice. The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean.
and full of my visions for the future. I'm an ENFP. I love cupcakes. So, same time next week.
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a clock. Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock. But I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinner's alone, I'm romantic and tender. But when it's all done and said, I close the door, I go out on a bender. Cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what's your point, man, when you said all your dreams came true. But there's a fly in the ointment, cause this is something that I just can't do. Don't ask me again how, when, or why, or one of us may end up dead. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I don't want an inbred in bed. In bed. We fall in and out of love. Reason I used to think in his best. But when it's with you, the big guy must be teasing. Cause I can't stand your head on my chest. It's over, Kapuski, finito. One more look at you, I dread. I'm spending time with a beef and bean burrito. Cause I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head.
Was the wonderful, and that was from his CD, Zesty. Always fun with Tom Carozza. You can Facebook friend him, and that was Jenna Kwok calling before. Okay, and all right, let's see what else we got going on here.
Say the secret word, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That, of course, was the wonderful George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Hot Mix 106. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 p.m. Check him out today. His guest is Jason Stewart. Also in the house, we have Wacko Bob. They're on every morning, I believe at 9 a.m., and I'm not sure about the time on Saturday. Fast Eddie's in the house. Love the Fast Eddie. Hey, Rachel Wilgorin's in the house, too. What do you know? Boy, it's a full house today. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You can join the chat room by simply going to Blog Talk Radio and joining the chat room there. Yeah, so anyway, have a little fun with that, okay? All right. Let's have a little laugh.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot and dapper Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look, gal. It's the fellows of Handsome Coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast.
Coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of...
Apple Sisters. Here we go with a little classic that I'm trying to find a sheet music to do with the words, if anyone can find it. Thank you. Enjoy.
There they are, right there. That's them.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. Yes. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday. In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
What's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, I'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes, all
lovely
right.
Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fun.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat,
oh,
too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judd, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have
all right.
It.
What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters. What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. If you had another brain, you'd have one.
George.
You have brains. Yes. And I, you know, I just happened to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play it?
Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
Huh?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fella with the largest head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
That's was I wrong again?
Lovely. You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow two cows? That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So
well,
you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, you are
plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane. The parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me? Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
And if things went wrong and skies above are gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, 'cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I do. I'd mend your holes and fix your clothes. That's what I do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, gefilte fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And Mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da. You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that. Oh, doodle-a-dum. You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. Da-da-doo-da-dum, da-da-da-doo. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone.
No.
With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean,
oh.
What do we do?
Well, I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yes. It'll
probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they'd like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on, get out of here.
Oh, was that the end? That ended quick. I hope everybody enjoyed that. All right, applause, yes. You got to love them, Burns and Allen. If anyone knows how I can find the lyrics to that, I just can't find the sheet music or the lyrics. I know it was by Benny Davis. I've researched it and researched it on the internet trying to buy it somewhere, and I can't find it anywhere. But if you can, I would be ever so grateful. I just don't know. It's just one of those weird things you can't find anymore. But I'd appreciate it if you could find it for me. Thank you. I'm also looking for short vaudeville bits because I'm doing a nursing home coming up, and I want to give them some good old-fashioned comedy like we all like. Who's in the chat room? Who's Gary Waldron? I don't know who that is. That was a whole new person. Hey, everybody, catch him while you can. Post your websites, everybody, right now. Anyway, that's good. Okay, so moving right along, what do we got going on? Let's keep it moving with some comedy. How about a little, let me see if this will come on, Jackie Martling song. Jackie Martling song coming on, maybe? All right, guest, your website's there. Website in the chat room.
Wait for the Amtrak. In the city of brotherly love. Well, my shows are good as they're ever gonna get, but I just can't get enough. You know, the more they laugh and clap and sing, the less that I can hear. Another day, another joke. What happened to last year?
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my.
Well, the road she always called me, the artistic romantic life. Not the home and the family, a few kids, maybe a wife. Well, now normal's just a dream to me, and talent is a curse. The stage, she's the best, but she's the worst.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my.
I'm gonna pull into McDonald's, find a place online, order a million burgers, sit and watch them change the sign. New York to Denver, hey, Detroit was in between. Happy maybe half the time and really, really clean.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my.
Well, now I'm tight with Rodney. Now I'm cutting loose. Now I'm catching on after all those years and all that juice. Well, I ain't saying for sure I'm gonna make it, but now I've got a chance. Lady Luck was eluding me, but now I'm in her pants.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my.
I'm gonna pull into a Burger King, the highlight of my day. I might order myself a Whopper, but I'm gonna have it my own way. LA, hey, Detroit was in between. Happy maybe half the time, really, really clean. Happy maybe half the time, living in a dream. Happy maybe half the time and lonely. In between.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my.
That was Jackie Martling, who knew he could sing as well. Hello, all these new guests. Hey, everybody. New guest, quick, post your sights. And Cyanide's in the house. Hi, Cyanide. Funny guy across the sea. Must be getting closing time for you, right? I think it's like lots of hours difference about closing time for you over there. And I want to mention I have a special guest tune coming in Monday. Yeah, every now and then I have not only comedy, but I have authors on my show, creative authors. And this should be a very, very, very fun show. Just because she's an interesting lady. Okay, yeah, we're going to have Kathleen O'Dwyer, author of Breathing Blue, Giving My Life to Spirit and Spirit to My Life. And it's should be a very interesting interview. I just read the book. After more than 20 years of writing for corporations, at the age of 56, Kathy O'Dwyer threw her comfortable Chicago life up in the air and moved to Arizona to take on the challenge of ranch management. Breathing Blue is her first novel. It's a memoir of her experience during the transition from corporate cubicle to ranch hand at Aravapa Canyon Ranch, a wilderness retreat in southern Arizona. So we shall go on a find the humor and find the good in our new author. Every now and then we like to feature some people who write. Why not? Life isn't all comedy, is it? Except here in Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio with all my great guests. So it's all good. It's all good. We want to keep that comedy going. Yeah, speaking of comedy and old-time comedy, I love this guy. Here we go. A little taste. Here he comes, Mr. Holt.
I was born in England, and I left at a very early age because I knew there was very little chance of me becoming king.
And I was born in Eltham. The house is still there. It's true. The house is still there, and it was bombed during the war by the RAF. I was born in London, and came to America. My father came over a year ahead, and he was a stonemason and worked on this church, and then said, you got to all come. So the six brothers, one was born here. We all got on the boat, and we had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun playing with the cattle and everything. When we got to Ellis Island, I ran all over the place. I wouldn't let them vaccinate me. I didn't want him to put that needle. I didn't want that. And I ran all over the place. I must have been 3 years old or something. But they finally got to me.
That was a little taste of Bob Hope. Oh, it's pretty funny. Funny guy. We were talking about that on Betty Joe's Movie Attic Headquarters on Tuesday. When you can listen to that in archives, go to Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, Betty Joe Tucker, and listen to her every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Who else we got in the house? We got Clopsy. We got Fast Eddie. Ooh, love those boys. We got Rachel Rudegarden. Wacko Bob in the Morning, 9 a.m., and Cyanide's in the house, and a couple of guests. So, everyone, did you post your sites? Did you post your sites for me? Well, if you didn't, you know who to blame for that.
I'm going to blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm going to blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died cause he was old. When she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me, I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna blame me.
Who you trying to kiss? Embrace your inner id.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me.
About that Fast Eddie, the Michael Bob Show, Fast Eddie 72, BTR Radio, Rachel Rudegarden, she's always working away, that Rachel, she knows a lot about publicity too, so check her out, Wacko Bob, what, I just had 100 guests tune in now, you're tuning in now, guest, that is insane, what do you think, should I stay on, I don't know, I guess. This is wild. Rachel Rudegarden from www.ventura.com. Ventura Communications. Wacko Bob is logged out. I just had 5 people log in. So I guess I better get a little crazy just for them. I'm going to extend the show. Betty Joe, go home. Go home, Betty Joe. So I'll just keep it going. Okay, Betty Joe, what should I play? Okay, here we go for Betty Joe. For my guest that just logged in. This movie.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Rachel Gorn, VenturaCommunications.com for hanging in till the end. And Fast Eddie, you rock. You hung in till the end, the extra time. I don't know what happened. I just felt there were five people jumped into the chat room at the last minute. I had to play one last thing. So thank you, guest, and follow Comedy Concepts on Facebook. And thank you all for listening. It's been fun. Stay warm, stay dry, stay happy, right? Of course I'm right.
Yeah!
Abbity, 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 that's all, folks.
Thank you, Nancy Lombardo, your host, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Big kiss. Bye-bye.